Throughout the year, Weekend Edition has been visiting with Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. They host NPR Music's Alt Latino, a show about Latin alternative music, and they're here with us one last time this year to talk about some of the best music of 2012. Felix, Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jinx.
Now, this week, you are handing over the programming to the listeners, playing their favorites of the year. So give us an example of one of the pieces of music picked by the audience.
Well, one of the big names that kept coming up is Natalia Lafourcade. This has been a really big year for socio-political Latin song. And this is called Un Derecho de Nacimiento, or a Right from Birth. This song came out during the last Mexican presidential elections earlier this year, and what was being protested was what they claim is widespread political corruption, and they claim was an unfair election.
But the tone of the song, Felix, the tone of the song is mournful. It doesn't seem to be outraged. It seems to me somehow that the tone and the message are not quite fitting.
It's a lot of the protest music that we're hearing is along the lines of what was called Nueva Trova, the new song movement from the 60s that came from the various progressive governments that were coming out of South America in the late 60s, early 70s. I always heard a parallel to things like Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, you know, where they're not out and right in your face, but The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll comes to mind from Bob Dylan, because it's certainly a tragic
example.
Story, but a very, very mournful song.
The next listener's pick, I understand, is a Colombian group, Bomba Estéreo. Tell me more about them.
Bomba Estéreo released their second album this year, and it's one of the few times that I'm listening to music that I immediately liked it from the first note. There's a lot of electronic textures. There's a lot of very insightful lyrics. This song, Para Respirar, means to breathe. And in it, the singer, Lisa Almet, is writing about, I need a moment to breathe. I need a moment to catch up with my life. I need a moment to take in what's going on in the world as it's going on all around me. Solo pido un espacio para respirar, porque si te tengo cerca puedo volar. Es que no quiero ponerme a pensar. Solo respiro y te digo la verdad. Mi sentimiento es un sentimiento. No pido aprobación en tu consentimiento. No te pregunto, solo te cuento. A mí no me molesta para este sentimiento. Yo solo pido un espacio para respirar. Yo solo pido un espacio para respirar. Some people might recognize the next song your listeners picked. It's La Bamba. But this is a different La Bamba. Let's listen.
This is La Bamba Rebelde, the rebel bamba, not the original bamba.
Well, there was the original La Bamba, goes all the way back to Ritchie Valens, and then Los Lobos redid it again in a very popular version in 1987. But it's a song that, you know, my father played to us when we were little kids on his guitar. And when I was in a high school band playing in Mexican weddings, we played La Bamba forever. So it's been around for a long, long time.
I heard Chicano. I don't remember that in the original La Bamba. What are they talking about in this song?
They are still maintaining the essence of La Bamba, which is a song jarocho, a traditional music of Veracruz, Mexico. You know, it has that rhythm and the very funny verses, but they've really changed it lyrically. You know, the original says, Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. I'm not a sailor.
Yeah.
I'm a captain. And they say, Yo no soy marinero, soy chicano.
So, what should be our big finish for this show and the year?
We're going to finish with something from a project called Onda Tropica. And this is an interesting backstory. There is a Colombian musician and there is a British DJ. And what they did is they got together a lot of Colombian icons, musical icons, together with younger musicians all around the folk music called cumbia. And so what they did is they packed two CDs worth of just fantastic music that looks forward while it looks back.
Okay, this track is called Suena. Suena.
This whole album really mixes a lot of traditional Colombian styles like gaita, champeta, cumbia, and it mixes it with new stuff like funk and in this case with hip-hop. This is Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux, one of the most important rappers right now, a female MC who is really helming the ship of Latin alternative music.
When I heard this album this year, I just fell in love with it. It was recorded, by the way, at a place called Discos Fuentes in Medellin, which is like the Abbey Road of Colombia, let's say. So they used that magic of all these classic recordings within that studio, brought in all these older musicians, younger musicians, and made even more magic.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst co-host NPR Music's Alt Latino, in which once a week they play some of their favorite new and classic Latin alternative music. Jazz, Felix, thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you in 2013.
We'll see you in 2013.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin is back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.